everybody. I'd like to welcome you on my podcast, Renew Motherhood. And this episode is about your ability is infinite. And for this topic, I heartily welcome Nick Gerhardt. He's an incredible man, and I'm so grateful to have him here on my podcast. And yes, I'd like to hand it over to you, Nick. Please introduce yourself briefly.
So thank you so much for having me on your show. It's truly amazing. So yeah, I'm Nick Gerhardt. I was actually born dead. Yep, I had no heartbeat. I wasn't breathing. Thankfully, they revived me. But a year later, I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And that's a condition that happens before, during, or right after birth. You know, so like for me, because I wasn't breathing, I wasn't getting oxygen to my brain. Therefore, it caused brain damage. But for me, it's all physical. It's not mental. So like mentally, I'm mostly here as much as anybody else. But, you know, physically, I have challenges. You know, my hands don't work, you know, like everybody else's. I walk a little different. I talk a little different, but I don't let my disability stop me from being who I am and who I want to be.
That's so incredible. And I love to hear this again, because it's, as a mother, I cannot imagine what this means, really, to give birth to a child and it's born dead, and to reanimate everything, and then you stepped into life again, and it's like a newborn baby. So not only physically born, but mentally born again. And oh, this is so incredible for me. And I think so many mothers can relate to this, how this may feel to get your baby back. Because I know some mothers who lost their babies, but to get it back, actually, this is so wonderful. And yes, but you have got your challenges now. And I think, what was the biggest challenge as you were a child? What would you say about this?
So, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is kind of my first big challenge. So for the first few years, you know, I got diagnosed at age one. And for a couple of years after that, the doctors were telling my mom that I would never walk. And when I got older, when I got to a point where she couldn't, you know, lift me up and take care of me, I would have to go live in a specialized home where they have staff to take care of you all the time. And they said that I would never walk. Well, at the age of five, thanks to my mom and my dad, you know, working with me, helping me, and just, you know, basically teach me how to walk. You know, they would hold my hands so I had support, and I would just walk with them like every day until I got my balance. I also had a gait trainer. If you don't know what that is, it's a walker, you know, kind of like your grandma and grandpa used. But I had one of those, so that was, you know, part of me learning how to walk. And yeah, at the age of five, I was able to walk on my own. So that was my first big challenge.
Wow. And you got support from your parents? You got other support? Had you someone who taught you, who were with you? Can you remember? Or just, well, I don't say just your parents, because this is so good to have your parents at your side.
Yeah. So my grandma, So my grandma and grandpa have always been there for me, like always. And, you know, my mom, when I was younger, was a single mom. My biological dad wasn't really around. So The man that I re refer to as dad is technically my stepdad, but I took his last name. This will be the first time I'll say this on a podcast. My birth name is Nicholas Shoemaker. So in school, I got made fun of a lot because people would be like, "Nick, make me some shoes." So, but I took my dad's last name when I was in third grade. So yeah,
Okay.
but
Have you chosen but chosen by yourself, or did your mother tell you? Do you like to have another name, or how did that?
it was actually, I think I brought it up because
Oh,
like
wow.
he, my dad Dave, he became my dad, at like 4 or 5 years old. I started calling him dad. He was always there, So, yeah, I was just like, I want your last name because, if you guys are gonna get married and all of that, and so yeah.
Yes, right. Okay.
But yeah,
Well,
my
that's
grandpa.
incredible because in the at the age of 4 or 5, actually, yes, you're such a young child that just chooses or that just can accept another person in their life as a dad, because it comes new and everything. And if he's so caring about you and believed in you and supported you, yes, obviously. You just followed.
Yeah,
And what
exactly.
this means, we can see here now, because the belief, I think this was the point of all. What did you say? What would you say about this? Because your parents believed in you, you've got these immense challenges around you.
Yeah, so the reason why I'm so outgoing and I accomplish everything, basically on my own is because of my parents. They both told me, don't let your disability stop you. Just figure out your own ways to do everything. So as in, like, if there's something that, I look at it and it's like, oh, I don't think I can do the No, figure out how I can do that. I don't ever say I can't. Instead, I say, how can I? And
One.
that changes everything because then you look at solutions to every problem.
Wonderful. I love this. And listen, audience, please. How can I? This opens all the gates. And
It
if you
does.
don't believe this, look at Nick Gerhardt now, because this is the proof of really, how can I to apply this really in your life and just because you had the challenges, you had no choice actually, didn't you?
No,
So
I
giving
had no
up was
choice.
not a choice.
No.
So I
But
think this is so wonderful.
a lot of people with disabilities, they do give up. They don't go out there and figure out what their unique abilities are. They play the poor me game. I'm like this, poor me. Everything should be handed to me. And I'm not like that. I said, no, I'm gonna work for everything I have.
Wow, so strong. It shows a strength inside of you, and it shows really a decision maker and a commitment. And I go for it, and I just love this. How does your life look like now? Do you still have challenges? Would you say that you still have challenges, or would you say, no, I know now how it works?
Oh no, I still have challenges every day. But I mean, it does get easier as time goes on. I mean, like my life before the past 2 years, it was kind of like day in, day out, do the same thing. So when you do the same thing, it becomes easy. But now that I'm building my business, I'm building my podcast, I'm doing some so much more. Now there's more challenges that I have to overcome, you know? So it's, yeah, every day I'm constantly overcoming and constantly learning and learning more about myself and what I need to do to be the person that I want to be.
Yes, that's awesome. Be the person that I want to be and to follow this really. And I think this can help so many parents to really think about this. Who does your baby, who does your child perhaps want to be? And to open up the gate for your children and to consider yourself as a parent on a different, in a different way, actually, to be the one who has got the knowledge to open the gate, not to put everything inside of information, but to open up and let yourself develop. I think, oh, you're so blessed.
Thank you.
I appreciate that you are here. So, what would be the best that parents of children with disabilities could do? Do you have a suggestion for them?
Yeah, my biggest suggestion, and this is what, you know, I work on with my clients, is shift your mindset around your child's disability or special need, or, you know, I like to say special abilities, because if you look at it as, okay, what is their special abilities, not their disabilities. If you look at it more positively, and then you'll gain the confidence on how to help your child, and then your child is going to have confidence in themselves because you believe in them. So look at their situation in a positive aspect, as in, like, don't focus on what they have a hard time doing or the things that they are unable to do. Focus on what they can do and push them to do those things that they can do. And it's hard as a parent because you want to protect your child. You want to keep them safe. You don't want them to get hurt. But there's a point where it's like, okay, they need to do things on their own. So then hopefully down the road, they can have a great quality of life, and they can live, you know, on their own or with someone or whatever. You can just make sure that you kind of you explore everything. Don't just say, oh, I don't think that they could do that. Figure out if they can or not.
I love this. This is so for every parent, actually, not
Exactly.
only for parents with children who have got a disability. So, and but if you don't have children with disability, if you have children who are fitting into the system, I would call them. So you don't make up your mind, but then you actually cut their edges, you cut their ways if you don't, yes, act like a parent that you could act. So
Exactly.
to it's would you say it's a pushing the children to do something, or how do you perceive this?
Yeah, I mean, I think so because, you know, growing up, you know, I was, kind of disciplined, let's say. You know, I had chores that I had to do every day. You know, I grew up on a farm, and it was that discipline that I learned at a young age, and now I'm able to be disciplined as an adult. So discipline is so important to life, because if you're not disciplined, you're just going to be lazy, not get things done, and not push yourself to grow. So I think every child should be disciplined one way or another. You know, have a routine for them. Have something that they need to get done every day. I think this is so important as a child because it's going to transform them into great adults.
Well, this is brilliant. Would you say that you have lost something because of the discipline, because you were disciplined? Have you got a feeling of, oh, I'm missing something of childhood, of joy? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. And I look at life like everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So everything that I've gone through has put me where I am today. So if something changed in the past, I wouldn't be where I am now. So
Right.
I'm thankful for everything that I went through, every hardship, like literally everything, because one little change when I was a kid, it could change my whole life.
Yes, that's great. Well, are there ways to make it easier in the life for people with disabilities? What do you think, just in general? What could help people with disabilities in our lives,
Yeah, are you
be
talking like
physical or mental
they
or
help themselves, or how can others help them?
So the social part, social and
Yeah.
mind part. Is this
I
right?
mean, like for me, like I like to get treated like everybody else.
Yeah.
That's what we all want. That's what we all strive for. Like for me, I went through my whole life trying to hide my disability. Well, trust me, you cannot hide this. So I don't know why I tried. But once I learned to embrace who I was and accept myself, and the big thing is like I stopped caring about if people were judging me, stopped caring about what others thought, like out in public. I get people staring all the time, and it used to really, really bother me. And now I just look at them and smile. And sometimes I'll walk up and start talking to them. That's how I am now. And once I made that shift to just not care about what they might be thinking, everything improved. I was just so much happier with myself, so much more confident. So, like, what I appreciate is when I'm out and I meet someone new, that they talk to me like they would anybody else. I know I'm not the only one that experiences this, but
Yes.
people tend to talk to me like I'm like a little child. And that's really, really annoying.
Yeah.
But you learn to deal with it. It's just like whatever. They don't have the right mindset around it, and that's a problem on their end, not mine.
Wonderful. Oh, I love this. I can remember that one of my children was 4 age old and she broke her leg and she had to go into a wheelchair, and it was just before Christmas and we wanted to go to a Christmas event outside, and she says, "No, I can't." We said, "Why?" "Because I'm in a wheelchair." We said, "Well, that's not a problem." She says, "No, I can't. People are staring at me." And this was really, oh, kind of shocking for us. Because we thought everything is fine. We are more, yes, we've got the mobility to drive, to carry her, to drive her. And she says, "No, don't get me, don't let me go into the public." So I think I can relate to this, how it might feel. And how did you shift this into your brain? How what must have happened?
Yeah, so I've been on a self-development journey for about 2.5 years now, and it's not really just one thing. It's taking consistent action every day over time and being aware of my feelings. So I started to become aware of every time that I felt like somebody was judging me, and then acknowledging the feeling I felt inside. And then you gotta work through it. You gotta be like, okay, why am I feeling like this? Because they're staring at me. Yes, I'm di different, but them staring at me is not hurting me. They're not hurting me. They're
Yes.
not threatening me. Why do I feel ashamed right now? And over time, the more you kind of work through your problems like that, they just kind of go away. 'Cause you realize this is nothing to worry about. It's nothing to worry about. There's nothing bad is going to happen.
That's wonderful. So you have got a lot of courage to step in, well, I'd say step into yourself, to observe yourself, to reflect yourself. What does it mean? Because I think there are so many people outside who say, I put on a mask and everything is fine. So I appreciate that you are here. So tell us, what is your offer that you have? How can people reach out to you, and where can they find you? There are three questions in one.
Good. So my offer is I do a 6 month coaching program. I love to work with parents who have children with special abilities, as I like to say. And I just know how important it is for the parents to know what to do because it all starts with you. I can't coach your child because if you're not on the same wavelength as what I'm coaching, your child's not going to change. It's the parent changes the children. So I can help you because I know what my parents did, good and bad. Not everything was perfect, but that's what I'm passionate about. And then you can find me on any social media platform. Just search Nick Earhart, Nickyearhart, Nickyearhart. If I don't pop up, that's my fault. I apologize. And you can also go to my website, nickyearhart.com.
Wonderful. I love this. Parents change the children. Yeah. And this is so in general, and this is for everyone. And your special task is to help those children, those parents who have children with special abilities. So, and I love this to say, really, your ability is infinite. It's your slogan, and I just took it for this podcast because this is how it's shown. And I thank you so much to be here on my podcast to share your story and really the ability that every one of us has. And yes, being the example for everything.
Exactly. Your abilities are infinite.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with me on my podcast.
Of course.
So, thank you very much for listening to the podcast Renew Motherhood. And I think this was such an insightful episode. Please listen to me and listen to the following episodes. Have a good day.